From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denied Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, Kushner confirmed that he, the younger Trump, and Paul Manafort, former campaign manager, met with a Russian lawyer and other figures tied to Moscow last June, but he asserted he arrived late to the meeting and heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. President Donald Trump used his speech Monday night to an enthusiastic crowd at the National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia to take swipes at what he calls the fake news media. He also joked about firing his director of Health and Human Services if Republicans in Congress fail to advance health care legislation that Mr. Trump favors. Trump had initially said the speech would not be political, but that changed not long after the speech.
You know, I go to Washington and I see all these politicians and I see the swamp and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool or perhaps to the word sewer, but it's not good.
The president joked that Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price better get enough votes in the Senate to begin a debate on the Republican health care bill on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is facing growing pressure from members in Congress and the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling on Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador. The Washington Post reports that Sergei Kislyak contradicted Sessions, telling his superiors in Moscow last year that he had discussed campaign-related matters with him. In June, Sessions denied those accusations.
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Meanwhile, Venezuelans scrambled to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of the strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods in what once was Latin America's wealthiest country. The U.S. military says it is preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman said Monday that the test of the military's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, system in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. Earlier this month, the U.S. military said it successfully tested THAAD, shooting down a simulated intermediate-range missile. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis in a mosque known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Later in the Monday, the Israeli Security Cabinet decided to stop the use of metal detectors at a highly sensitive Jerusalem holy site. Israeli authorities decided to heed the recommendation of all the security bodies to change the inspection with metal detectors. The worst ever outbreak of dengue fever in Sri Lanka has killed nearly 300 people, with the number of cases rising rapidly. The Ministry of Health reports that the number of infections has climbed above 103,000 since the start of 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome one more time to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. Today, the African beat will crisscross the continent, and our first song will be coming from legends of Africa. Manu Dibango, Angelic Kidjo and Papa Wemba, this is Amiyo. And right after that, Annabella by Dimitian of Zambia, and Angeline by Oliver Ngoma, the late of Gabon. But right now, let's take it up with Manu Dibango, Angelic Kidjo and Papa Wemba in this great Amiyo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Angeline by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Annabella by Demishan of Zambia, and Beautiful Ameyo by Manu Dibango, Angele Kiju, and Papa Wemba. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and this is just how we do it.
The Voice of America, VOA.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beats coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Abolo by the Soul Winners of Ghana will come up, and Ijebu by Ebenezer Obey, old track, Beautiful One, will be there.
Why go? Christ. Me no e de ne maia e o
tardy, a tardy. A tardy, a tardy. Go me.
Yeah.
Ijebu by Ebenezer Obey of Nigeria, and before that, Abolo by the Soul Winners of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now for some emails. This one says, Dear David, I am Lawrence Onime from Nigeria, an on-air personality from northeastern Nigeria. I do almost like what you do, presenting African musical program called African Rhythm. I enjoy African music a lot, and I just love everything about African music. I get to play music from your home country, Senegal. From Youssoundou, Baba Mal, Cheklo, Ishmael Lo, and a host of other musicians from Africa. I wouldn't mind hosting you on my program one day so we could dig it together. The Senegalese way presenting African musical programs has made me recognize beats from across the continent. Could you play me a nice piece of music, David? Of course I will do that. And this is Lawrence Onime from Yola in Nigeria. Well, Lawrence, it's nice for you to write. I hail from Sierra Leone in West Africa also, and not from Senegal. But as you know, there's only one Africa. All right, thank you very much. And now this email says, I saw your name on the VOA website as the host and producer for African Beat program. Then I Googled your name and got your e-address on Facebook. Hey, David. My name is Kudalshe Matimba, and I lead a group called Harare based here in London, UK. Harare is one of the few bands to be playing Zimbabwean music in Europe. I thought it best to contact you and ask if it would be possible I could send you a copy of our album. I would like to congratulate you for the wonderful work you're doing regarding African arts. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you. Kind regards, Kadalshe Matimba, Harare Music International. Well, Kadalshe, I hope I'm getting that one right. I want you to know that African Beat is for African stars across the continent, no matter where you are right now. If you are in the UK, I'll send you my mailing address, and you can send the album, and it will be live on the African Beat, all right? So right now, let's get back to music as I play it for all of you guys that have been writing. And this time, I take you to Morocco, Jedwane in Ababa. And right after that, Senegal's Youssoundou come in with Yolele and Bip Bip by Malawi of Tanzania. But Ababa right now by Jedwane of Morocco.
Shepherd. ina jam sasa wapenda pita nimekaa karibia saa sita sasa kukaa nimechoka oh baby see you more than long time now nona ruto kamwezi jana nimeshamwambia mama nimefika tangu mchana anajua nimeshafika ameshafika amekasirika alipika tangu mchana ila sasa lunch imegeuka dina nimechoka kupiga honi na Atuelewan, nimechoka kupiga honi na Atuelewan, move out the way Nimechoka kupoteza time Nina siku nyingi kwenda home I am missing my baby Hello baby Natamani niwe nyumbani Nimekwama hapa njiani Kuna jam baby Kuna jam baby Hello Unafanya hivyo nakosea mama Unanikatia simu unanionea Wewe ungekwepo ungejionea Unafanya hivyo nakosea mama Nakuomba mpenzi ungoje Ninjani naja niombe Nimechoka na kuja tule Huruma nione Nakuomba mpenzi ungoje Ninjani naja niombe Nimechoka na kuja tule Uruma nione Nimechoka kungoja highway Nitapita kokote mradi we Ili kama ni kesi na iwe Atuelewan Nimechoka kungoja highway Nitapita kokote mradi we Ili kama ni kesi na iwe Atuelewan Nimechoka kupiga honi na Atuelewan Nimechoka kupiga honi na Atuelewan Nimechoka kupoteza time Nina siku nyingi kwenda home I am missing my baby Hello baby Natamani niwe nyumbani Nimekwama hapa njiani Kuna jam baby I love you so much I love you mama I love you mama Nimechoka kungoja highway Nitapita kokote mradi we Nina siku nyingi kwenda home I am missing my baby Hello baby Natamani niwe nyumbani Nimekwama hapa njiani Kuna jam baby Move out the way Nimechoka kupoteza time Nina siku nyingi kwenda home I am missing my baby Hello baby Natamani niwe nyumbani Nimekwama hapa njiani Baby, I love you so much. I love you, mama. I love you, mama. I love you, mama. I love you so much, my baby.
By Malao of Tanzania, and before that, Yolele by Yusundu of Senegal, and Ababa by Jedwane of Morocco. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America. Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat. Where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you. and that's so true.
Welcome back, and let's continue with some beautiful music. Coupe de Calais by Molay Diarra of Mali, and right after that, Dera by Abiti of Ethiopia. And we'll be closing the show today with Fatima by Kenan of Somalia. But first, Coupe de Calais by Molay Diarra of Mali.
Gitarre falando com todo mundo. kembel defa kena defa argo betni ne tesfa zemedi gomlal gomlal defa defa bekumena litkeber ante ante jeni
Pace up the hour, streets is bustling, hustling, they harder. You can't have the sweet with no sour. Spices, herbs, sweets into flour. She came out precisely the hour. Clouds disappear, the sun shows the power. No chance of a probable shower. I fell in love with my neighbor's daughter. I wanted to protect and support her. Never mind, I'm just 12 and a quarter. I had dreams beyond our border.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? What about those who have love, only to find that it's taken away? And why do they say that the children have rights to be free?
To be free.
What about those who I've known, whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away on that fateful day? Fatima, Fatima, did he know your name or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima,
and after school we study the lessons. Ask God to slow down the seconds. He does the opposite, that's what I'm guessing. I better chill and count my own blessings.
Fatima, Fatima,
what is the matter? How come you ain't come up the ladder? So we can be like
like there's no tomorrow. Then you gon' make me wait till tomorrow. She spoke Arabic and Swahili. She'd say Upendo unto Habibi. You so bright, you shine like my TV. Then one day she never came to meet me.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true?
Fatima by Kenan of Somalia, and before that, Jera by Abiti of Ethiopia, and Coupe de Calais by Molay Jera of Mali. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Fatima.
How come everyone hushed when she walked by? How come girls would look just to scold her? How come the angel wanted to hold her?
Fatima, Fatima,
I'm in America. I make rhymes and I make them delicate. You would've liked the parks in Connecticut. You would've said I'm working too hard again. Damn you, shooter, damn you, the building. Whose walls hid the blood she was spilling? Damn you, country, so good at killing. Damn you, feeling for persevering.
Is it true when they say all?